नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, Text number 19 and 20. Didrakshustad aham bhuyaha
Didrakshustad aham bhuyaha
Pranidhaya manohridi
Pranidhaya manohridi
Vikshamanopi napasyam
Vikshamanopi napasyam
अवित्रप्त इवातुरः एवं यतन्तं विजने मामाहा गोचरो गिराम गंभीरस्लक्षण्यस्य गंभीरलक्षणाय वाचा शुचा प्रशमय इन्नव
शुचा प्रशमय इन्नव द्रक्षुस्तात अहं भूयः
द्रक्षुस्तात अहं भूयः
प्राणिदाय मनोहृदि
प्राणिदाय मनोहृदि
विक्षमानोपि नापश्यम
विक्षमानोपि नापश्यम
अवित्रिप्त इवातुरः
अवित्रिप्त इवातुरः एतम् एवं यतन्तं विजने मामाहा गोचरो गिराम गंभीरस्लक्षणया वाचा शुचा प्रशमयन् इव Didrakshahu, desiring to see,
that.
Aham,
I.
Bhuyaha,
again.
Pranidhaya,
Pranidhaya,
having concentrated the mind.
Manaha,
mind.
Hridi,
upon the heart.
Vikshamanaha,
waiting to see, api,
in spite of,
na,
never,
apashyam,
saw him,
avitrapta,
without being satisfied,
eva,
like,
aturaha,
aggrieved,
evam,
thus,
Yatantam, one who is engaged in attempting,
Vijane,
in the lonely place,
Maam,
unto me,
Aha,
said,
Agocharaha,
beyond the range of physical sound,
Giram,
utterances,
Gambira,
grave.
Slakshanaya,
pleasing to hear. Vacha,
words.
Shuchaha,
grief.
Prasamyam,
prasamyan,
mitigating.
Eva,
like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I desire to see again the transcendental form of the Lord. But despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore. And thus, dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. Seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words, just to mitigate my grief. I desire to see again that transcendental form of the Lord,
which is transcendental form of the Lord.
but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart, with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore.
And thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved.
Seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane descriptions, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words, just to mitigate my grief. Purport. There is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision, just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. The sun rises out of his own accord, so also the Lord is pleased to be present out of his causeless mercy. One should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed duty in devotional service of the Lord. Narada Muni thought that the Lord could be seen again by the same mechanical process which was successful in the first attempt. But in spite of his utmost endeavor, he could not make the second attempt successful. The Lord is completely independent of all obligations. He can simply be bound up by the tie of unalloyed devotion. Nor is he visible or perceivable by our material senses. When he pleases, being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy of the Lord, then he may be seen out of his own accord. In the Vedas it is said that God is beyond the approach of mundane words and intelligence. And yet by his causeless mercy, one can have suitable senses to hear him or to speak to him. This is the Lord's inconceivable energy. One upon whom his mercy is bestowed can hear him. The Lord was much pleased with Narada Muni, and therefore the necessary strength was invested in him so that he could hear the Lord. It is not, however, possible for others to perceive directly the touch of the Lord during the probationary stage of regulative devotional service. It was a special gift for Narada. When he heard the pleasing words of the Lord, the feeling of separation were to some extent mitigated. A devotee in love with God feels always the pangs of separation and is therefore always enwrapped in transcendental ecstasy. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Didrakshustad Aham Bhuyah Pranidhaya Mano Hridi Vikshamanopi Apasyam Avitrapta Ivaturaha Evam Yatantam Vijane Mamaha Gocharo Giram Gambhiraslakshanaya Vacha Suchaha Prasamaya Innava Janniva. I desire to see again the transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart, with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore. And thus, dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. Seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words, just to mitigate my grief. Narada Muni, we saw yesterday that how he saw the Lord's form in his heart, and he was very much pleased. But immediately, within the very next moment, the form disappeared. Narada got very much disturbed. He got up from his place. And then again he sat down and tried to concentrate again. But he says, whatever he tried, after many, many attempts, Bhuya, again, he could not see him. He could not see that form again. He could not have darshan again. And naturally he became very much disturbed, very aggrieved. Not only aggrieved, he was eager also to see him again. Atur. Atur's one meaning is to be very eager. And then, as he was going on trying to have the darshan of the Lord, Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, decided to speak to Narada. And it says that he was very gambhira. Gambhira at the same time, he was lakshanaya. Slakshanaya. Very pleasing. So we can only imagine, you know, how it must be. Somebody very serious and at the same time very pleasing. So, Prabhupada here tells us that it is not easy to see the Lord. It's not that we start, and he uses a word, probationary. It's a wonderful word for all of us. We're all probationary devotees, you know, like on probation. And when you're on probation, you're not confirmed. Any job you do, and they say you are on probation. That means you still not been confirmed. The day you are confirmed, then the probationary word goes. So same way, we are all. That's why some people write aspiring devotee. It's a good word in a way, but I don't know. Even to say that we are devotee is not good for us. You know, sometimes we say we are devotees. So the qualification of devotees is very, very strict. And then you can say probationary. I like this word more than aspiring. You know, the probationary devotee. Mm-hmm. You are on probation. So in probation, you are allowed to make some mistakes. That's the idea. But as you progress in probation, you know that you are allowed to make such mistakes till such time that you become perfect. So once you stop committing mistakes, then you are confirmed. So same way, when as a devotee we stop doing our nonsense, then Krishna will open the door for us. Remember I said that the door for Krishna opens from inside. To go from sadhana bhakti to raganuga to bhava to prema. And then, even at that level, it's up to Krishna now. Prema is like, you know, you're solidly knocking on the door, almost forcing him to open it. And still, he can hold on. Like here, see, he could have given darshan to Narada Muni a little more. It doesn't cost anything. But he withheld for some good reason. And what is the reason? That when he speaks, The next shloka will come to know what is the reason. So here Prabhupada emphasizes that it is not possible, you know. He just, Lord out of his inconceivable energy can bestow his mercy, his blessings. All we can do is keep on praying, keep on serving. It is not, however, possible for others to perceive directly the touch of the Lord during the probationary stage of regulated devotional service. It was a special gift for Narada. We can see that in the history, few people were chosen by Krishna. Like in Mahabharata, Sanjaya was chosen. See the whole battle. And of course, Vyasadeva was given that special power to receive everything which others are thinking. Like, you know, we are talking here, but Vyasadeva is hearing it. He is compiling more and more and more stuff for his next Bhagavatam, next everything, you know, because that's how it goes. After every day of Krishna, every appearance of Krishna, there is a new Bhagavatam. So sometimes devotees say that in the next Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's name will be there. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name will be there. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's name will be there, because they're all history now. By the time the next thing comes, there'll be history. They'll be in history. And so like that, it keeps on happening. Very nicely, very... And again, like, you know, what Krishna is giving a message here, that we should expect... we can't dictate to the Lord that I've done this, so now you give me this. That's the point, because that's what Krishna is called, Swarat. I like that word always, you know, I always use that. Swarat means totally independent. Sometimes people ask this question, why did Krishna do like that? So instead of going into big circles, I generally say that because he wanted to. Finish. He is independent. He doesn't have to take your permission to do something. Whereas we need permission, we need so many things. But Krishna is unlike us. And that's why whatever we get is his mercy. Even you stand in front of Krishna, his Archa Vigraha, he may smile at you, he may not smile at you. Oh, there's somebody there. Oh, you say, smile is fixed on his face. Oh, no. It's not fixed on his face. He just gives that smile if he wants. When he's happy, if he's not happy, you can try. Keep on. Like Narada says, I kept on trying, concentrated. Not that he was, you know, he didn't give up. So that's the message we get. Keep on trying. And still, it may not happen sooner. I mean, it may not happen very soon. But it can happen. We don't never know. Some cases it happens just like that. You know, some devotees come and within no time they take up to Krishna consciousness without it. So that shows that there must be some previous connection. Or of course, the other reason is causeless mercy. Like I remember when I first spoke on some Vyasa Puja, that was my feeling that, you know, why me? What did I do? How could I become a devotee, you know, like? How could I come, rather I would say, how could I come into devotional service? I was rascal number one. And so the answer to that was, somebody said, oh, you must have, I said, oh, I don't even believe that I might have done something good in the previous life or this or that. I just believe that it is causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru. Okay, want to say something?
You
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.